The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Looking forward to Christina Lou.
Oh, it's the Christina Lou show. My God, everybody is looking forward to it. And having Eric Alexander as a lead-in, and Eric is the director of Vision Long Island, and he shared so much with us, and that's only the tip of the iceberg of what that guy does. He is really, and actually this pinkpod.org is something we should be talking about because, you know, they go around at night. So you have a couple of cans of beans, you have some sour, whatever you have, so long as it's not in a glass jar. And sometimes people buy stuff and they realize they bought too much because it's on sale. And I don't mean that the way it sounds. You bought something with an expiration date that's coming up in a month because you bought it 4 months ago. Put it on the stoop. I didn't realize it was called that. I see him on Facebook with these pink, you know, the pink, you know, gloves like people wear. Go ahead, Otto.
You said that was activist pinkpod.com?
No, pinkpod.org.
Dot activist pinkpod.org?
No, I don't think there's any activist.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll figure it out.
Oh, just pinkpod.
Right, Pink Pod.
It's not coming up. I have to get the exact one.
If you don't mind, Christina, if you could check it out, because I think
I'll check it out.
It's great. It's a not-for-profit, and I know it's. I've seen them. You know, they'll fill up all these boxes, and they go to a pantry, and they give it out. And you know, I give to the JCC, which is a wonderful organization. But I don't mean it the way it sounds. I take it to them on Sunday. They usually open from 12 to 2, but sometimes you can get there maybe, and I'm not, it has never happened to me, but I'm not confirming they're always going to be there. So you make a, you email these people or text them that you're putting something out. You know, I wouldn't put something in bags because the squirrels will eat it, but, you know, canned goods, etc. Anyway, I want to start this segment by reading something to you, and then we can start a conversation about it.
Ooh,
imagine living in a world where everyone was treated the same, regardless of their skin color. Wouldn't this be great? People shouldn't be treated badly by something they can't control. I think everyone should be treated equally if they are a good person. One reason is people can't control the color of their skin. It's something you are born with. Like having black skin is the same as wearing glasses or having black hair. You can control that, so you shouldn't get judged by that. Also, some people are even getting killed because of their skin. This is crazy. People getting killed because of their skin makes this country dangerous. Finally, people with different skin colors might have great ideas, be great friends, and be great people. If you judge people by their skin, who knows what you're missing out on? Now you know why I think everyone should be treated equally if they are a good person. Now, isn't that wonderful?
Now, who's,
I love it.
My 9-year-old grandson sent
me. I was going to say, it sounds like a Don Ryan grandson.
It came from Lucas. He sent it to me. Actually, he didn't send it to me. He wrote it to his mother and his father, and his mother sent this to me saying, Daddy, I know you want to read this.
Wow.
But see, stuff like that, though, that's where the change is really going to happen.
Yep.
You know, it's in the new generation, and it's really, you know, I was just talking about this the other day with my friends, and that's what I think is so important, you know, because as we know, change takes a long time to really, you know, see the signs of things, but that's really where the differences will be made. So.
You know, that just raises a major point that I've always felt, and that is some people, for some reason, think they're so great or whatever, and the facts of life are when we're born, nobody ever asks anybody what they're going to look like, what their color's going to be, where they're born. how rich their parents were. None of the above. All right. You have nothing to say about it. So you could be born like anybody in the world that some people may look down upon. And I don't get that. I really don't. I mean, you feel fortunate. You were born in a certain way, but that's a blessing. That has no skill on your part. And what's so complicated about getting that? I don't get it. You know, what makes you a big deal? Because, you know, you were fortunate when you were born. So somebody else maybe wasn't as fortunate.
I agree. You know? And the other thing, you know, I journal every morning. And I journal from Stoic philosophy, which is Marcus Aurelius and Seneca and different. There's not that many of them. And it's, you know, you got to accept what you've been dealt in life. And this is now Otto's not going to like what I'm saying. But what you're just saying, you don't choose your parents, you don't choose this. But if you have it difficult, then you got to choose a mentor, choose a role model. And I would choose Otto any day of the week, because honestly, he's a role model. So if I'm not happy with the person who is my parent or the person who is my partner, I created that, but I don't have to live with it forever, because I have the right to pick a mentor and say, you know what? I don't have to follow this. I don't have to follow this hate. This is not who I am. What do I want to be? I want to be like that guy, Otto Loos. So start mimicking what Otto would do in a certain situation. And that's what makes the world a better place. You have a 9-year-old who's writing something like that. Now, his mother and father are wonderful people, but that's the point. And if they weren't, you read that and you say, this kid's going to change.
I want to be John Ryan.
Yeah. But it's the truth.
You're a good example also, John. Trust
me. No, thank you. But we have to go there in life. Because otherwise, you know, people, and you're saying it so correctly, you'd be born of a drug addict, a drunk, an alcoholic, whatever they're going to be. You didn't pick to be born of them. So you can turn around for the rest of your life and say, poor me, or at some point say, guess what? I'm old enough to figure out this is not normal.
Well, it's interesting you say you do a journal every day. I never really did anything like that, but I started something maybe 6 months ago, which I call a hodgepodge of my life. All right.
Okay.
And what it really is that just in random order at this moment in time, I'll put down thoughts of life that things I've gone through in my life and whatnot. And to be blunt about it, right now I'm going through, I saw this show the other day about how Japanese people were put in internment camps during the war. And I thought about that. And, you know, my father and mother came from Germany, and they came from Germany in 1928, whatever. And I was born in Brooklyn, but I remember being called a Nazi during World War II multiple times. And I thought about the fact that if we had different skin coloring or looked different than a Japanese person, we would have been in internment camps, because what separates,
right?
You know, it's just because the Japanese person looked different than a German person. I mean, we should have been in the internment camps with them, to be blunt about it.
You're true.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know, even though my parents were here way before any of that, and they were as American as you could be, there were a lot of Japanese people who were in the same boat. And I thought about that, and, you know, it's just, I don't get it. You know, I don't know what it is. It's just people like to.
Well, you know what it is too? It's this situation. I mean, listen, it forces you to like sit back and think about things and reflect, like, you know, you were saying, like, you're just forced to. And whether it's the fact that everyone's been kind of in quarantine for so long and then this, you know, but it's also, what's upsetting is that, you know, they're like the violence that ensues, you know, so then that just kind of muddies like the overall message of things. And that's what upsets me. But it's something that I think is important. I think everyone, you have to admit that everyone is sitting back, and somehow it brought to awareness in their brain something, and hopefully that will change things for the better. And, you know, change isn't always a bad thing, people. Like, you know, like, it's important to, you know, reform certain things.
You know what? And I hope what you're saying is true, but I don't think so. Unfortunately, I think it's going to be more separation.
Well, that's a problem, but that's my point. And that's what's upsetting to me, is because it's so, you know, we're in a polarizing time before this.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I always, because I was talking with my friends about it, because I feel like, on both sides, I can say I've come into contact with people that if you don't agree with them, you're like the worst.
Yep.
You know, and it's upsetting to me because I laugh because I think about, I just saw this with my best friend. You know, my grandma was always very secretive and it was like part of her generation as to who she voted for or anything. And she said it's her personal thing and she had friends of all different types and kinds. And I remember being, that always sticking in my brain, you know, because she was like, it doesn't define me, everything about me as a person, you know? So what it's, I feel like it's just people are so quick now to really just be like, if you don't agree with me, you're wrong. And like, there's never a conversation. It's always so competitive. I mean, I had to like actually back away from social media stuff because it's just, it's too much. You know, like it's just, it's too heavy on, like I said, on both sides. Like I'm not saying it's one person's right, one person's wrong, but like there's extremists on both things.
Well, and then, can I interrupt?
Yeah.
Otto and I are always right. So now you can go back about it.
Yes, well, obviously Otto and I are always right. Is totally right. You know, but it's just sad because I feel like it's just promoting hate, you know, in certain things. And then you have people who are really trying to kind of make a difference and explain things. And I think the being able to have a discussion instead of this, like always this tense combativeness, I'm always so impressed with because I feel like that's really lacking from our society in general.
I what you just said, having a discussion is the bottom line. I don't think we have discussions. It's like you try to ram your opinion down my throat and I'm not going to talk to you about that because it's a waste of time. I know where you stand and you're trying to ram your thought down my throat. So why even talk about it? And that's,
you know what it's too, the fact of like, which is a skill that I think a lot of people like lack is just to actually like listen to people, you know? And so it's, everyone has their own agenda and their defense wall like gets put up immediately. I mean, I've cut, you know, and it's to never really sit back and actually like think about what the person's saying like for a second. Like not everyone has, you don't have to immediately spout your point of view. Like sometimes just sit and reflect on it and like think about it. Because sometimes they may have a point, sometimes they might not have a point, but that's something that I just feel would make things, you know, and I don't know how to get there, frankly. I wish I had the answer because I feel like things have just has been this snowball of just a lot, you know, and social media has its benefits, but I think social media also is so skewed in general too. So it's like, you don't know what the heck to do anymore. And I had to like, just step back. I was like, you know, it was nice social media to be like my outlet from the news because the news was just getting too heavy, you know? And then boom, you know, then social media is so.
My wife watches the news. I don't really watch it because it's the same thing every day. I mean, I'll watch the news, but I'm not into these interviews. And social media, the highlight of social media is like Monday morning after Christina's had a party. That's social media to me.
I know. And the quarantine's really just been holding me back.
I know, but you're still doing something. They're still doing something and they're pretty good.
So
I'm not complaining.
It's really difficult.
It's when Dan, Otto, and I get invited after the corona. That's got to
right.
be
we'll
the body.
Big razor, guys. But I think Dan's wrapping it up.
Dan's wrapping up. We're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.